The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nicola Duke, the lady with the technicals. You're right, Nicola.
Hello, very good, thank you.
Good. Now, listen, we've got three stocks in 3 minutes, and the first one, and I mean, this is not on news. Sometimes we've got news, not much news out today, really. So I'm going to go with three stocks I think, you know, I quite like myself. I hold them, and so it's a very selfish, self-indulgent stock pick today. And the first one I think is quite exciting. It's PVR, and I've written blogs about this as well, and there's Providence Resources. They're an oil and oil sort of exploration company in the Irish Sea there. And they hold the biggest acreage of any company, pretty much, in that area. And there could be massive assets there. And I think the share price has hit a bottom here, and it's starting to trend up a little bit. Do you think?
I definitely agree with you. It hit double bottoms in the summer. We're back above the 200-day for the first time in a couple of years. So, in fact, I'm just going to scroll back. Many years.
Well, do you know what? They literally had all this acreage before the oil price crashed, and then that happened. And then obviously they had a huge problem with debt and all that stuff, but they've cleared all that off. They're going to fully funded now to drill their first drill spring of next year. So I'm thinking we're starting to see a bit of a turnaround in their fortunes here. And I think it's an interesting time for them. So what do you think about the chat?
I really do. Double bottom, first time back above the 200-day moving average since 2013. It's got resistance at 17.75. So the price right now is 15.50. We've got resistance at 17.75, but the first target for this chart should be 22.80 to 23 from here. And I think any dips back to the 200-day moving average, you know, even if it dipped back, I don't think it will, but the oscillators say we're sort of topping out. So if we did come back to sort of 12 or 13, I think it's a screaming buy back to the 200-day moving average. It's definitely going higher.
Yeah, well, they've got a couple of things in their favour. Literally, they can drill this drill in spring on their own money, but they're looking for farming deals. Plus, also, on the macro environment, oil seems to be firming up, doesn't it? The oil price of oil.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Oil tends to be a bit weak in January and seasonally make a bottom in February, so very soon. So if we did get some sort of consolidation for a couple of weeks, I think that would be a buying opportunity.
Yeah, okay. And the next one is a little bit, all over the shop at the moment, the share price of Tullow Energy, T-L-O-U, Tullow. Yeah, some people say Tullow. The company actually says Tullow. So I go with Tullow. But Tullow, I like Tullow, you. So what do you think,
Tullow? Okay. So Tullow, so if we take the low in May of last year and the high in September, we've retraced to the 61.8 Fibonacci level and bounced, which is also where the 200-day moving average is. When you do that, that's called the golden ratio zone, and you can normally expect to go from here back to the 38.2 retracement, which from here is 9.37. So we're trading at 7.3 today. I think we'll see another leg higher equal to the rally we saw from November, which will take us back to about 9.37. And the 50% retracement of the decline is 9.82. So I would have an upside target between 9.37 and 9.8 from here. And then I think if we came back and found support about 8.1, 8.5, that we could continue to rally from here. Definitely on the oscillators, looks like it's bottomed. Support off the 200-day moving average. Yeah, we could be setting up the next leg higher.
Yeah, it just seems it's coming from a peak there, isn't it, to find a little bit of bottom there. There's a bit of volatility there, trying to find that bottom. It looks like it's carving out a nice little bottom there, doesn't it, at that level. All right, and the last one, YOLO. So that's YOLO. What do you reckon on the chart?
I mentioned on Twitter that I thought this had a little bit lower to go, and people got a bit unhappy.
Yeah, it's a popular stock. Yeah.
So I'm a bit It had two support levels.
Get swayed by the masses, Nick. Say what you think on the chart. Okay, you know, okay. I mean, you will get people. People are investing
in
stocks.
What I said was, at the time, it had two support levels, 0.597, but the most likely, there's a screaming buy level at 0.359, and I don't think we've got there yet.
What? 0.359? Really? Are you crazy?
But look at the chart. It's in a downtrend. What is there to tell you? I'm sorry.
Well, I tell you on a fundamental level.
If it double bottoms when it retests 0.597, or if it holds 0.8 and turns around and goes higher, then maybe I'm wrong. But at the moment, it failed on Monday on Tuesday at the 200-day moving average. Mm-hmm. It's not looking happy.
No,
sorry.
Do you know what? I think on a fundamental basis, that was oversold there down at 0.6, because the net asset value is around about where we are at the moment. So even if you broke the company up, you know, and I think they've got some good news, hopefully, coming out about their products. So hopefully we'll see a bounce maybe to that 20-day, I'm thinking. I'm just thinking on a fundamental level here. And then,
I'm going to say technically, it's not a buy here. But could we look for to tell us that it's made a buy? If it retests that low and holds that support, it would be a buy. If it made a higher low and then took out the high at the start of the week, which is 1, so in other words, if it didn't go all the way back and then it took out 1, by takeout, I mean trade above it, that's a sign of a bottom. We've put in a higher low. Any of those things technically, but at the moment, technically, this is still a downtrend with nothing yet to say we've bottomed.
It's not looking pretty technically. All right, marvellous, Nick. If you send me the charts there, I'll put them on the company pages at Fox and also at the blog page there, so people will see the charts annotated by your very fine hands there, Nicola. Thank you very much.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah. You don't need to be sorry. You'd apologise for anything. You know, you're not in charge of...
only live once, right?
You only live once, and listen, you're looking at the charts. That is your religion there, and you stick by it, you know? So that's the way you should be doing. Thanks, Nick. Send me the charts. Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.